Important business in Washington is getting sidetracked by the string of surprises from the White House. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. President Trump had said overhauling the post-crisis financial reform law is one of his biggest priorities, but in an interview with Bloomberg News, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell now says overhauling Dodd-Frank in the Senate will be difficult anytime soon.
I'd love to revisit Dodd-Frank. My community bankers have taken a hit. So far, the Democrats on the Senate Banking Committee, and there are enough Democrats to keep us from reforming Dodd-Frank, don't seem to want to change it, even though all their community bankers are complaining about it. I would love to do it. It would require some Democratic involvement in order to achieve a statutory change in the Senate.
Financial reform is not the only item on the GOP agenda, going from boil to simmer these days. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is following this. Mariel?
A lot of the changes Trump wants to make can only happen through Congress. And the problem for his administration is that in many cases, Democrats are going to stonewall those efforts. That's true of Dodd-Frank reform. And in other cases, Republicans might stand in the way, too. Think about another promise Trump made to reform the tax code. That's something a lot of people and companies are waiting for.
Right. And the Trump administration initially said Congress would pass changes to taxes by this August.
It did. But now that's getting less likely. There's a lot of debate on this. Trump is pushing for big tax cuts, but those will add to the deficit, something a lot of conservatives, including McConnell, don't want. So the question is, what can this administration make happen when it comes to tax reform, and how quickly? McConnell says he's hoping to pass a bill sometime before this Congress ends in January 2019.
All right. And the executive branch is also falling behind on federal appointments, I think.
Yeah. Max Steyer at the nonprofit group, the Partnership for Public Service, says the Trump administration has only filled a small fraction of the top positions at federal agencies. And Steyer says that's concerning.
The federal government is a very large organization that does a lot of important things. And having your leadership in place is essential to allow you to pursue your agenda effectively and to deal with crises that inevitably come up.
One promise the Republicans have made progress on is repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. The House passed a bill, and now it's in the Senate's hands.
Mariel, thank you. In early trading today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 230 points, 1.1%. The NASDAQ was down about 0.8%. For a snapshot of the market psychology on this Wednesday, let's consult Susan Schmidt, Senior Portfolio Manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas.
At the moment, it's just the market paying attention. Previously, we've had earnings to focus on. Earnings have also been tapering off lately. And so there's nothing else to take attention of the markets. We're seeing a change in tone as traders watch the sound bites as they come out of Washington, because they do want to have Washington be able to execute some change and some sort of reform. They don't want them to be bogged down in so much noise and distraction that they can't make a move entirely.
Bonds are in demand today, pushing the yield on the 10-year note way down to 2.25%, at least this morning. Target, the retailer, reported revenue down last quarter. Sales at comparable stores down last quarter. But when the ledger entries were complete, profits were higher than expected. The stock was up 3% in early trading. You travel to Spain and you can't miss them. Houses and apartments only partly built, the exposed wood bleached by the passage of 9 years. These are the remnants of Spain's property bust, part of a financial crisis still felt across Spain. With the country's unemployment rate still up at 19%, Spanish households look for economies. More expensive church weddings are down in favor of small civil ceremonies. But the Spanish are still splashing out on first communions, as Lucia Benavides reports from Barcelona.
It's late March, and around 50 children gather in a 16th-century church in Barcelona before their catechism class. Some of the children, between 7 and 10 years old, are preparing for their first communion this spring. When asked what they're most looking forward to, one response stands out. The party. That comes after a Catholic ceremony where a person receives a communion wafer for the first time. But what used to be a small post-ceremony meal has turned into a party that takes months to plan and includes bridal-like dresses for girls, entertainment for kids, professional photo shoots, and can cost a couple of $1,000s. Asunta Arche, owner of a clothing store by the same name in Barcelona, says it's almost like a small wedding.
And in the small towns, neighbors get together to see which girl has the best dress.
The store is one of dozens around town specializing in custom-made dresses for First Communions. Arche sells about 100 dresses per season at $400 to $500 each. Then there's a restaurant meal, which can cost as much as $170 per guest. Sociologist Francisque Núñez says First Communions are a deeply rooted tradition, and he points out there's no secular proxy for this rite of passage, as there is for weddings.
People strain themselves financially. They spend more than they would in other circumstances. They may even ask for money or take out a loan so they can have the communion that God demands.
In Spain, First Communion season falls in May. Spaniards can expect restaurants to be full during those weekends and see decorated cars around town taking boys and girls, all dressed up in a suit or white gown, to the local church. In Barcelona, I'm Lucia Benavides for Marketplace.
From Spain to Greece, where the suffering from their debt crisis also persists, there's a general strike today. Flights and public transit are disrupted as thousands join marches across the country. This as Greek lawmakers are working on more cuts to government programs. Taxes are set to rise and pensions will be trimmed further. Union police officers joined in on the strike today. One rally in Athens turned violent with protesters throwing Molotov cocktails. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.